This is Morning Edition on NHPR. A bill going before the House of Representatives today is getting strong opposition from advocates of open government. That legislation would allow cities and towns to charge people for the time it takes to respond to public records requests. The bill goes before the House with a favorable recommendation from the Judiciary Committee. Democratic State Representative Pat Long is the bill's prime sponsor. He's also an alderman in Manchester. He joins us now to talk about the proposal. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning.
Media organizations have been vocal in their opposition to this bill, but Durham Town Administrator Todd Selig put it this way: those working in government are undertaking the people's business, so helping to provide them with access to those records is just part of the job. How do you respond to that?
I do agree with the statement that he said. It is our responsibility to make sure the public receives any information they need to receive. This bill isn't about getting the information. The bill is about the cost of the information and how long it takes to get that information.
So you don't have any concerns about this impeding access to public records at all?
No, I don't. If this bill passes, it gives a waiver for any individual with the inability to pay.
That is subject to interpretation, though. I mean, a waiver, there doesn't seem to be any measure for what constitutes an inability to pay.
The burden's on the individual. I mean, I could think of somebody in Manchester who's on Social Security disability that requests this information, and he also lives in public housing, and I would say that he would get this information without paying.
Now, your bill would allow government officials to charge up front what they think it would cost for the procedure, but why not wait until the request has been fulfilled and then make the charge?
If the cost exceeds $50, this bill says that we could charge up front. Because what happens is we get requests. 10, 15 years ago, you'd get specific requests. People were specific in what they needed. It's gotten to the point now where it's very broad. If I need some information that was discussed in January, I'm asking for October through March information just to make sure I don't miss anything in January. So it becomes onerous, and it becomes, the taxpayer pays a lot of money to produce these records. And I think this discussion needed to happen.
Do we know how much it is costing the taxpayer, how much it is costing municipalities for these kinds of requests?
Yeah, I had requested in Manchester a list of, a list of costs that we have had. I just know of a couple of requests that, took our IT department a day to retrieve. It took our solicitor's department another day or two to deduct the personal information. And then, of course, the clerk's office copying them. So, that's a substantial amount of money.
If part of this is to deter people from making frivolous requests, aren't you penalizing those who are making, justified and reasonable requests?
Yeah, I don't think we're penalizing anybody. I mean, the bottom line is, does a taxpayer have a right to be reimbursed for this information? And I believe it does.
How do you feel the chances are for the bill?
I think the chances are good coming out 14-4 out of the committee. I think it's unfair to say the maintaining of transparency is in government. This brings that back. I don't see that at all. I see this as we've become more transparent in the last 15 years. Now it's a matter of looking at how much you want the taxpayer to pay. I mean, of course, the union leader is going to say, hey, I shouldn't have to pay for none of this. My question is the taxpayer in favor of that? Do we want to produce these records and have the taxpayer pay for it? I say no.
Democratic State Representative Pat Long, thank you so much for the time.
Okay, thank you.